And so we'll do a concert on the balcony at the pizza shop for all the people in town. And it's going to be pretty sweet. Free pizza for everybody.
Pizza party?
Yeah, we're having a jungle pizza party.
A jungle pizza party.
For a lot of bands, playing a live show at a pizza place in the Costa Rican jungle might seem like a strange way to go. But for Long Island psychedelic indie band As Tall as Lions, it seems right on course. They might be local boys, but their new album, You Can't Take It With You, their musical explorations are taking them to all kinds of strange and beautiful places. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. As Tall as Lions started in 2001 when four high school friends decided they wanted to form a band. They self-released an EP almost immediately, and eventually they caught the attention of Triple Crown Records. 8 years and a few lineup changes later, critics are calling their third full-length album their most mature yet. Not surprising for a band that got together when they were too young to vote. But As Tall as Lions' Dan Nigro told FUV's Alisa Ali that all that maturity doesn't mean that the band members aren't still looking for ways to have a good time with their music.
We're going to go down to Central America and record a live DVD of us playing in the rainforest. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where so did
I went down to Central America, and I found this really great spot in the middle of Costa Rica. It's a town called La Fortuna. Actually, it's called El Castillo. It's in La Fortuna. And basically, it's a town that's been around for the last few hundred years that's on a mountain, and the whole surrounding area is national parks now, but there's only one strip of land that people are allowed to live there, and it's right next to Arenal, which is the most active volcano in Central America. And I found a couple of really crazy spots that I thought would be really amazing if we just played here, and we bring down like a film crew and a producer and just do it. And I budgeted it out, and it's actually not that expensive. Round trip flights from New York are like $200.
You had me going for a minute there. Thought I heard you coming up the stairs. There comes a time we need to let you know. We'll fight your demons when they start to show. How we never mind a sudden change. Sometimes it gets us on our better days. You're just a victim of the circumstance. Breathe in as you speak.
A lot of times my most fun experiences writing lyrics are just kind of thinking of a very detailed story and, you know, something that's kind of interesting to me. And then when you write the lyrics, if you have the kind of very detailed story in your head, you could write in a very general way, but it comes across maybe a little bit more setting up different scenes and setting up different images rather than, you know, portraying a kind of like overall emotion, like what Dan was saying. For example, I wrote a song called Sleepyhead on the new album that, for me, I wanted to write a song. First, I came up with the title. It sounds like a very kind of childish, you know, sleepyhead type of thing. And I thought, if you have, like, such a kind of innocent title and you wrote about something a little bit darker, that's kind of a nice little dichotomy. So I decided to write about someone visiting a loved one in the hospital who's in a coma. And, you know, I thought about what that would be and like the different scenes and images that go into that whole thing. And yeah, I mean, that's just, I guess, one example of that. But I get my kicks more of that.
I squint my eyes and try to see just where's the line between a coma and a dream.
As Tall as Lions and Sleepyhead from their new album, You Can't Take It With You. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.